Chapter 103. Elisa and Churi. And the Ecti extraction operations had been going so well. With his avuncular management style, Alec Pannebaker somehow managed to get people to work at peak performance because they wanted to, not because he commanded it. He was an adequate man to have in that role, provided all operations ran smoothly. Unfortunately, operations did not always run smoothly. In those instances, harder choices needed to be made, and Elisa was in charge of those. After Lee Eastwander had departed for New Station, armed with his evidence to challenge Speaker Ricks, Elisa watched over the operations like a hawk, while preparing for the next run to Ulio Station. They were producing so much star drive fuel that distribution was now their bottleneck. Ketch shipping couldn't handle all that ECTX, even with other vessels picking up the slack. Now, when the voracious Curiosity blundered into the bloater fields, Elisa realized that Ketch shipping had voided their agreement. Reacting faster even than the supposed security ships, she roared out in her ship to intercept the intruder. It annoyed her that she was more dedicated to protecting the industrial secret than the mercenaries who got paid to do so. After eradicating the Duquesne operations, she remained tense and alert, sure she would be called upon to extinguish more competitors before the secret got out. On the comm, Rob Brindle had tried to sound so reasonable, as if his ship had merely stumbled upon an awkward situation. The gall. Neither he nor Tasia Tamblyn seemed to realize the magnitude of their blunder, and she knew they couldn't be allowed to leave. As her ship accelerated so hard she could barely breathe, Elisa powered up her weapons. The accompanying security ships did the same, but they probably thought the posturing was merely a bluff. Well, they were going to be in for a surprise. Fortunately, she was willing to do what was necessary. On the private channel, she informed the other security ships. "We cannot let them get away after what they witnessed. Eastwander Industries depends on us now. Your livelihood depends on this."
"Understood, Ms. Anchuri," said one of the pilots amidst overlapping acknowledgments.
As the ships closed in on the Curiosity, one of the attack pilots prepared his weapons. He spoke to the squadron. "Target engines only. Cripple them."
"Agreed,"
Elisa said, although she had no intention of doing so. With shields at full strength, the voracious Curiosity scrambled to retreat beyond the fringe of the bloater cluster. Elisa accelerated, closing in. Then she opened fire. The Curiosity spun and dodged, accelerating away in high-G evasive maneuvers. Elisa hissed when her shots missed. The other ships fired their compact jasers, but they seemed reticent.
"Unable to get a lock on the engines," said a pilot. "Use low intensity, damage only."
"Just stop them!"
Elisa continued to fire as she bore down on the Curiosity. Her own ship had been enhanced with the best technology Eastwander Industries could buy for protection and speed. Given her business, it was always possible she could encounter pirates, or, as with the Duquesne operations, she might need to take extreme preemptive actions. She closed in and fired again. But the Curiosity also possessed enhanced systems, probably some sort of Romer hodgepodge technology that nevertheless seemed superior to her own. Garrison had always bragged how any clan member could fix problems that others in the Confederation considered impossible. Elisa fired another spray of jaser blasts, and somehow Tasia Tamblyn anticipated the attack and did a barrel roll in the opposite direction. Jasers grazed the bottom hull, but the Curiosity looped upward and accelerated away. Either the pilot was telepathic or damn lucky. Tasia's voice sounded mocking over the comm.
"That's no way to treat a business partner."
When the Curiosity's cockpit appeared on the screen, Elisa spotted another woman she recognized. Orly Kovitz, the woman who had gone away with Garrison, taking Seth with them. And now she was here.
We can't let you leave. Surrender now.
Elisa doubted that Tasia Tamblyn would do any such thing, since she was merely making a pro forma demand and had no intention of letting them surrender. No one aboard the Curiosity would survive capture. Tasia knew that, and Elisa knew it. The rest of the Eastwander security ships were oblivious at the moment. Elisa continued her pursuit, firing furiously, and the Curiosity flew remarkable maneuvers. Elisa would have been impressed by the pilot's skill if she hadn't been so angry. Tasia Tamblyn and Rob Brindle had both been EDF fighter pilots during the Elemental War, but this was a different kind of battle. Orly Kovitz used the comm now, broadcasting on a wideband channel so that everyone in the extraction field could hear. Annoying. The ECTI workers were all watching this space chase. Pannebaker was probably even recording it, since he loved to observe daredevil activities.
"We've been to the site of the Clan Duquesne extraction field," Orly transmitted. "Their log entry shows you destroying their ships, Elisa. You murdered all those people just to stop them from harvesting ECTI. Are you ready to murder us as well because we got a look at your operations? Is that what everybody here wants you to do? Surrender, right now, or be destroyed."
Tasia quipped back, "Shiz, you'll destroy us anyway. I may as well prolong the fun." One of the security pilots scolded Elisa.
"Be careful, ma'am. We're just trying to detain that ship."
"I don't believe you understand what's at stake here, Captain. I'm following Mr. Eastwander's orders."
Then the Curiosity broadcast the last log entry from the Duquesne cargo hauler that showed Elisa and Shuri opening fire, the screams, the explosions. She knew that Lee Eastwander wanted her to protect the extraction field at all costs. At all costs. Elisa would not let him think she had failed him. Now she wondered how Tamblyn had found these operations at all, or the Duquesne mess. She felt a sudden chill. Had someone secretly placed a tracker on her ship? Elisa could not believe she would have missed such a thing. A passive tracker, maybe. Something that silently recorded her movements and then downloaded to a receiver when the ship was docked elsewhere? Elisa gritted her teeth. If so, that would mean they had found the extraction field because of her mistake. And if the Curiosity exposed the ECTX business, then Elisa herself would be responsible. She could not let Eastwander be so disappointed in her. Pannebaker transmitted from the admin hub.
"Hey, Elisa, calm down. What are you doing? We'll need to contact Mr. Eastwander back at New Station."
One of the pilots broke away from the formation and stopped firing.
"This isn't what we signed up for."
"They cannot be allowed to get away," she said, and kept firing.
The Curiosity flew in random, extreme patterns, far from the perimeter of the extraction field. Fortunately, they were all headed away from the bloaters, or a stray blast could have ignited one of the gas bags. As they raced past the discarded bloater husks, the Curiosity opened fire on the debris. Though little ECTI remained in the deflated sacks, the explosions cast a thermal glare and sent organic shrapnel flying in all directions. Elisa dodged, but now the Curiosity was in open space, pulling ahead of the pursuers. Their star drive engine blazed bright. Elisa took one more shot with full-strength jasers. The blast spread out exactly where the intruders should have been, but the Curiosity vanished into light speed. Elisa's heart sank into a pit of despair. They had escaped. She heard shouts of outrage coming from the other security ships, the industrial vessels in the extraction field, and the admin hub. Elisa had been so focused on her escaping quarry that she hadn't at first realized that their shock and outrage were directed at her. Elisa didn't care what Pannebaker and the other workers thought, though. What she dreaded most was the idea of facing Lee Eastwander and explaining how she had let him down.